podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Ritchie. Maybe on Walker. Pugh!
That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof at the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Hello and welcome to episode number 154 of Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast. I've got a spring in my step this Monday morning as Cherries fans, well, they were jubilant after AFC Bournemouth beat Huddersfield 3-0 at the John Smith Stadium, thanks to goals from Jaden Anthony, Jefferson Lerma and Dom Solanke. The Dom Solanke goal came straight after half-time. I sadly missed it. But if you want to watch the vlog of it, we've uploaded it relatively recently and already it's got over 2,500 views. People just want to see AFC Bournemouth scoring goals in an entertaining display. And it's fair to say we got it. Go to youtube.com/AFCB podcast for that. I was outside the stadium getting some raw reaction. We'll take that in very, very shortly. But then later on in the show, we're going to be talking about the four Cherries fans who'll be driving to Poland to deliver aid for the Ukrainian refugees. They're working with a charity Help from Bournemouth to Ukraine. And amongst them is former Cherries defender and assistant manager, now AFC Bournemouth summariser for BBC Radio Solent, John Willow Williams. That's coming up later on in the show. Really looking forward to hearing what they've got to say. But until that moment arrives, let's enjoy that 3-0 from the weekend. Here is the full-time reaction. So outside the John Smith Stadium, final score, Huddersfield 0, AFC Bournemouth 3. Matty, how are you feeling, buddy?
Wow. 100 times better than I have done for a long time, I think. It was the perfect performance, wasn't it, really? The complete performance, I think. To come away to somewhere like this, to a team that's so in form, full house for them, and to manage the game and to go through the game the way we did was phenomenal, really. And a million miles away from where it's been previously. To produce an away performance like that, I thought was... It was absolutely outstanding, and to a man, I thought there wasn't a player in the team that didn't give their all today. We looked like a cohesive unit. I thought there was partnerships. I thought we were well structured throughout. We managed the game. We took our chances when they came along. Everything about that performance was complete, and we know it's there, don't we? We know it's there. This is why we've been so frustrated, and you know I've gone on record, obviously, Sam, as I know you have, and said, you know, we've been negative about things lately because we know how good we can be, and that's how good we can be, and we showed it today, didn't we? In all aspects of our game, not just offensively, but defensively, throughout the team, we're by far the. But we look straight ahead of Huddersfield today.
Why can't we do this against the lower half teams? Why do we only save it for the up half teams?
Yeah, well, we've said, haven't we? Because they set up to frustrate us. Because they formulate a game plan, obviously, to create a low block to stop us from playing, and a lot of our players in front of their defence, in front of their back four, back three, back five, whatever it is. But today, and we said it before the game, didn't we? I said it before the game in the vlog. You know, I think Huddersfield will come out. They'll need to win the game, so they will come out to attack us, and that could well work in our favour. And it certainly did, didn't it? We saw that first half. You know, it worked in our favour. There was gaps because they were going for the game, and we exploited those gaps perfectly. It was a perfect performance in many ways.
Matt, cheers for coming on. A few people waiting. Thank you so much. Up the Cherries.
Up the Cherries.
Billy. Mate, what are you doing wearing shorts? I've got to say, what's going on?
I'll tell you what happened.
Heather Pandan, what's going on here? What's going on?
You know what? I thought I'd be a proper hard northerner and wear shorts for once, but no, honestly, 3 points. That there you go, exactly. It's just, I'm lost for words. I thought we were going to lose this game. You know, looking at how we played against Reading, and we thought, I would have took a point today, but to come here, a difficult place to come, to be fair. You know, they had a decent fan base at the start, but, you know, it's three massive points. You know what, we're 6 points ahead of them now, with like, I think, three games behind them. So, you know, it's a massive win. And, you know,
you heads. Don't you know, pump it up.
There we go. That's all that needs to be said. The Reds are going up. That's all that needs to be said. Love them. Just absolutely love it. This fan base, you know.
Man of the match, mate.
Oh, it's got to be Billing. The performance he played, you know, he knew he had to come in with a difficult task to hold that midfield in. And, you know, it was just fantastic. And so, coming here every week, now I'm all right. I'm all right. No, it was an awful start, but you go exactly. It's all good. It's all good. I'm going home. I'm back to London now. So, Pete, I've done it for you.
Nice one. Cheers, buddy. Hello, mate. You all right?
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
Introduce yourself. How are you?
I'm Jordan.
Jordan, what do you think of that performance, buddy?
I thought it was great. You know, first time you've actually scored and not sat back. You know, compared to what we've seen at home against Peterborough and Reading. A positive performance, you know, just actually going forward and getting another two goals. Solanke will be pleased with that, two goals. Yeah. Lerma, I didn't really see how Lerma got his goal, really. It seemed like he just got a toe to it or something. But
yeah,
it was
I think there was a shot and it was saved, and then it was basically an open goal, but he found the corner that he
needed.
Yeah,
exactly. I think that was, you know, promotion 6 points, like you said in your preview ahead of the game, you know. Such a massive win, really, and now we just got to keep going, and you know, second place is ours now. Really, I think it's games like this we really need to win.
Yeah,
and we got the result today, and it's such a big win. So
we've all been looking at the fixtures in April, thinking, okay, we're playing some massive teams here. Mm. Does that maybe make us less scared of the teams we're about to play?
I think so. Yeah, if we can come to third place and get a 3-0 win. Then, you know, the big games we've got, you know, we've got Sheffield United coming up in a couple of weeks. You know, we've got Fulham still to play as well. I think just to give us a little bit of breathing space now is exactly what we need. So, you know, I'm really positive after today. It's great.
Thanks for coming on, mate.
Yeah, thank you. I really like the videos, other vlogs and everything you do.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, keep up good work.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Mate. Mark, how are you?
Yeah. Huge. Huge.
How are you?
Yeah, my dad's shoulder's intact. We're all good. He's gone home. He's fine. Last minute winners today. It wasn't needed. It wasn't needed, so yeah.
What's the difference? Mentality? Is it the fact that we're playing a bigger team, therefore we're trying harder? Well, what's going on?
Teams come out against us and we're better than them.
So it's just the fact that, like, when we're playing the low block, we find it harder?
Yeah, I think so. If teams sit back against us, we haven't got a plan B. But plan A is to use the space. And today we did that. You know, against Reading, there was no space. We got 1-0 up and we sat back. But today we got 1-0 up. And then any opportunities to go forward, we move the ball quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could have won that 4 or 5-0 today. Yeah. And that's against third in the league. That's huge. That's huge. So, you know, the tough run of games that we've got, are they tough? The tough for us is bottom half of the league. Top half of the league, I think they're easier games for us. And I don't mean that in any disrespect. I think they're the easier games for us because they come out against us. They give us a game and we're better than them at that. So, yeah.
Who's your man of the match today?
First half was Billing. Billing was all over the place. I think second half, I mean, Dom got in the game so much more today because he got more time. He got more time to get on the ball.
Did you see his goal?
No, missed it. I was finishing my pint. I missed it, but I celebrated it, so it's all good. It's the first goal I think I've ever missed. I don't drink, but my brother's a bad influence on me, so I missed the goal, but fuck it. It's 3-0. I don't care. Job done.
Mark's
Job
happy.
Done.
Mark, cheers going
mate.
On.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Aaron and the lads.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, mate. Happy birthday for last week, by the way. Was it last week, week before?
Yeah.
How are you, Aaron?
Yeah, brilliant.
Hey, Aaron.
I mean, you know, I said before the game, it could have gone 3-0 them, 3-0 us. As it turned out, anything could have happened today, and it was our day, wasn't it?
Mm.
Absolutely brilliant.
Is that good performance?
I think that's the best we've played all season. One of the best games I think I've ever been to. We were so good. We moved the ball well. We defended well. We attacked well. It was just brilliant. I'm so we didn't get more.
Yeah, Josh, how do you feel about that?
Absolutely brilliant. There's so many positives. I thought Lewis Cook was definitely man of the match.
Are you in agreement with that? I mean, there were some really good performances all over the pitch, I thought.
Yeah, it was hard to pick anyone out. I thought Lewis Cook was brilliant. I mean, that's his fourth, fifth game in the row, pulling the strings. He's getting better and better. But as you said, there are so many candidates for that. I thought Lloyd Kelly was brilliant. It was really good to see him have a good game. Great across the back line. Smith was just, for me, he's just a different level. I think he just adds that experience, calmness and know-how, and he was fantastic. Anthony and Zamora combining, Christie combining as well, with Smithy, yeah, all over the pitch. Dom obviously got his goal. It was just a great performance. Phil Billing, brilliant as well.
Zach, what are we worrying about?
I think we're going to be fine. I think we have to make it now. 6 points clear of Huddersfield. Blackburn lost, so we should we've got to do it now.
Who is your man of the match, do you say?
Lewis Cook.
Yeah, Lewis Cook. Like any other players deserving of a mention? I'm sure there are a few.
Travis did a brilliant save at the end. Christie was amazing. Lerma was getting stuck in. Billing ran his heart up today. Brilliant.
Do you think it favours us when we're playing teams that maybe come out at us?
Yeah, without a doubt. I said that for some time. And I'm not saying April's going to be easy by any stretch, but I'm not so concerned as others are about our April run, because we can see when teams come and play at us, that they can't handle us and we'll pick them off. We struggle against teams who sit back, and hopefully next season in the Premier League we won't have many of those.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming on. Thanks very much, Aaron.
See you later.
Thank you very much. Cheers, boys. Tom.
Up the chairs.
Up the chairs. Up the chairs. How are you, buddy?
Never in doubt. Never in doubt.
We've got Adam here as well. We've got Ben here.
Oh, boys.
Ben. How are you, Adam? You all right?
Good.
Good.
Tom, yes. Let's come to you first.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, well, all right, mate. No, it was...
Firstly, well done on getting it 11 out of 11. Well done.
Goes without saying. It played into our hands today. They tried to press high, didn't they? They tried to press high and tried to come at us, and it suited us. We just caught them every single time. Christie was having a field day. Lewis Cook had loads of time on the ball. Lerma was brilliant. They played right to our hands, and we punished them, to be fair. I mean, it was so easy. I wish I'd play them every week. I don't know how they're third. Well, they're not anymore, but they're
Do you think there's a danger of other teams maybe looking at how they performed and thinking, okay, let's do the load block on AFC Bournemouth?
Well, they should have. I don't know why they didn't try and frustrate us and make it difficult. Like I say, they play right to our hands. But it doesn't matter anymore anyway, because Alexa, play the Match of the Day theme tune. It's done. It's done. It's absolutely done, mate. We're up. We're up.
Is it?
Yeah, we're up.
Is it done?
Yeah, we're up.
All right, okay. We've met a lot of the teams that are contenders. Who would you like to come up with us if that's going to happen?
Well, Fulham are obviously up. Yeah. So in the playoffs, I'd love Luton to come up.
Yeah.
I'd love Luton to come up. They gave me free drinks at half time. Obviously, that's nothing to do with it. That's irrelevant.
What about the free programme from Huddersfield?
Oh,
though?
Yeah.
Does that compare?
What's the bullet? Yeah, they gave me a free programme.
I've chopped mine down there.
To remember the day that we gave promotion. But their crowd were pumping at the start. And to be fair to us, we scored and we really killed their crowd, didn't we? Because they're a really good home support, and we flattened them early on, and we just took advantage of them. I mean, we could have won by so many. It was so comfortable. I can't remember them doing anything. It was so easy, and it was never in doubt. I don't know why we've been doubting it, mate. Never in doubt.
Like, if you watch the vlog later, you'll see that Adam here has been trying to spin the bottle and do the whole bottle thing. Like, he's still failing, but it's fine. I'm sure at some point you'll get it right. Ben, how are you?
Good, you?
Very good, thank you. Man of the match today?
I'd say Solanke.
Yeah, he left
it really good. Explain the goal, because we didn't see it.
Yeah, we missed it.
I missed it as well.
He was down there having a point
at
as well.
At that moment, I was chatting to you about how the fact that I haven't missed two goals as we scored the third. But,
Ben, it was a really good performance. Like, what was different today?
I think we pressed better. And as well, after that first goal, we didn't stop. We carried on going. But in other games, I've seen us just drop back and try to hold on to a 1-0. Which I'm glad we didn't do that today, but I just think it was a really good performance.
Brilliant.
Tempo
and tempo is better. And Adam, man of the match today?
Solanke.
Perfect. Thank you for coming on.
We didn't take him off.
What?
We took Solanke off.
We took Solanke off.
Just rest them. Do you know what I mean? By the way, Big Jeff, great goal, mate.
Of course.
Great goal.
Love it.
We got Q.
Come on, lads. Lads, come on.
Come on.
So I can't see you in the sun. Up the cherries.
Hey.
Hello, mate. Oh,
right.
Hello, mate.
How you doing?
We were worried. We were worried in the pub.
I was worried, yeah. We were.
Easy.
Well, I was not expecting that.
Nor was I.
3-0. Especially after Reading.
Yeah.
Oh. The way we played against Reading. Complete contrast.
What difference in performance?
I don't really understand how we played against, the way we played at home against Reading and the way we played there.
Mm.
We really should be playing like that
every time.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's very attacking football there. It was fantastic.
When we're playing teams that maybe want to come out against us, we seem to find the gaps more,
yeah,
more than we do against those that have the low block and play five at the back and stuff.
That's certainly it. I mean, I said to you earlier, didn't I? I said when it comes to sort of higher in the table teams, we always seem to come out and perform the way we should be. But yeah, I'm very happy with that. What are we now, 6 points clear of third?
Something I haven't checked the league table, but I reckon it's going to be...
I'm happy with that.
Who's your man of the match today?
Man of the match today? Ooh, that's hard. That is hard.
I think
Jeff?
Lewis Cook. I think he ran second half, had a lot of space in midfield.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a good team performance. Like, clean sheet, three goals. Travers didn't really have to do all... Yeah, that last maybe 5 minutes there, but we were too late, game were gone. Yeah. Fans had lost it there, like their fans, no support. That drum next to us, like drum drowned out, take your drum and fuck off. Oh, like, sorry for us, I'll swear, but
that's it.
Just nice to watch a game of football that's just comfortable and easy from first whistle to last.
My man of the match, OT.
Yeah.
The way we come out today, it's the way we should be playing. Fantastic. I am open we go up.
Nice one.
We should be going up like that.
Fingers crossed. Come nice
on.
One, mate. Thanks for coming
cherries,
on.
Up the
come cherries,
on.
Cheers, come buddy. On. Mike, how are you, mate? You all right?
Hi, Sam.
We're all right.
Fantastic. We're
doing all right.
We did well.
We are doing all right.
We did so well.
Just talk to me about that, mate.
I'd say we totally dominated that. It was just almost a perfect performance. We almost... it's almost the same as the Bristol City feeling. But I think that was actually better.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
That was better. Total domination in midfield. Lewis Cook and Jeff Lermel, absolutely amazing. The whole team, I think we took a few minutes to grow into it, but then once we started, there was no stopping us, and we were just totally full on, even up to the last 5 minutes, totally full on. And it was just a total performance and just so pleasing to watch.
I don't know about you, but even at 2-0 at half-time, I still had that fear a little bit that... we might do a Bournemouth and we might concede and then make it squeaky bum time, but Dom Solanke turned up at such a good time straight
after.
It was
the perfect timing, wasn't it? Just after, because their fans were just starting to get loud again, because after we scored the second one in the first half, they just went silent. And then beginning of the second half, they started up again with a Dom Solanke goal, silence. That was it. Absolutely brilliant.
Who was your man of the match today?
Lewis Cook or Jeff Lermer. I'd say Lewis Cook again.
Yeah.
He was absolutely immense. But the whole team performance, they were really good. So,
brilliant stuff, Mike. Thanks for coming on. Up the chairs. Thanks very much. John's here. Hello, mate.
All right. How's it going?
Very good.
How was that? Will you take that? Did you take that?
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you,
Just about.
I was prepared to take a draw.
Yeah, we all were. We all would have been delighted with the draw. But... that was fantastic.
Really good, wasn't it?
We were talking about half time, about the fact that, that wasn't just a win, that was a great performance.
Mike, who was just on now, he said it reminded him of the performance against Bristol City away, where we dominated. We should have scored, 4, 5, 6, whatever in that. Mm. But it was one of those performances where we did dominate. I don't think it was a scoreline that was probably worthy of a 4-5-0, but I think. Overall, fair scoreline.
Yeah, 3-0 doesn't flatter us there. I don't think it does at all. And I think there's probably plenty that Parker will be able to say when he comes out. But in the end of the day, that's probably our best performance of the season. I really wouldn't put anything above that, really. I mean, you could argue, we mentioned Bristol City performance. You can look at the 4-0 against Swansea, which maybe was an iffy first 20. But in this match, there were maybe two times where their press had any effect on us towards the start of the game, but after that we played through them so comfortably. There were one or two iffy moments, but it's the way that with a team like ours that's got so much talent, so much potential, that I feel a lot of fans sometimes want so much from a team, so much from a performance, that you should be able to dominate the game, and that's just not realistic in the Championship. But occasionally, when you can, make the most of it. And we've certainly done that today, and we really did dominate that. And their setup very much seemed to be one to press us high.
Yeah.
That's what they tried to do, but because we got round them so comfortably, I mean, Lewis Cook was given the space of the entire stadium at times, particularly in the second half. But then as soon as that third goal went in, I think both teams were just like, okay, well, that's it then. You know, because they lost any momentum they had was gone after that third goal, and Bournemouth just decided to just go, all right, we'll go home then, that's fine. And the referee sensibly only gave 2 minutes at the end of the match, because I mean, could have just ended it at 90 minutes, to be honest. That was it. But fantastic
in terms of mentality. We have struggled against teams that are in the lower half. What must this do for the players to actually realise, okay, we've played a team in third that have been on a run of 17 games unbeaten, albeit they lost at Millwall. That must do them a world of good.
I would hope so, yeah. And I imagine that's what the coaching staff will be hammering into them, say, this is what we want. And I think
a bit of self-confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, God, you could see in the second half when they were attacking our end, you had Jaden Anthony and Ryan Christie giving it the big one when they won corners for us, and that's what we want that passion from the players, just as much as we feel it. We want them to feel it when it's going well and when it's going badly. And yeah, that is probably what Parker will be able to say, and that is what I want. And I think that's what we want as well. We want that, but it's going to be very difficult to do that every week. However, 10 games left. We probably need about 14 points maybe out of those 10 games, 14, maybe 15. I mean, we play like that in half of those games, we'll get the points we need, and you know, keep that up, might actually not be a disastrous season next season in the Prem.
Let's have it.
Let's hope.
Nice one.
Cheers.
John, thanks very much. Lads, come on in. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello, good.
I saw you outside the Cherries Caf. How are you?
Yeah,
good.
How are you doing? What do you think of that performance?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Who's your man of the match today?
Anthony.
Mine's Billin.
Billin. I mean, he put in a good shift against his old team, didn't he?
He always got booed, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can probably expect that. I mean, what a good performance. I mean, how are you feeling before kickoff? Because I don't know about you, I was feeling really pessimistic. I thought we'd lose it.
Yeah, I thought we'd get a draw.
I thought we'd be lucky for a draw.
Yeah.
But
Dad, and I'm feeling, I mean, happy to work. You know, Dad's happy. Yeah. But 2-0 at half time. I mean, you must have been feeling pretty good at that point.
I was like, at 1-0, they started to come back a bit. I was like, are we really going to lose this now? Mm. But then we got scored a second. I was like, okay. Third,
we were loving it.
Third, once we got the third, it was like, game's over. Mm. Hold on.
So yeah.
How are you feeling? Right, 10 games to go now. Are we going up?
Yep.
I think we can do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've got a hard run of fixtures in April.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we've beaten Huddersfield Hill today...
You said it.
We play well. We're the top team, so yeah.
Top. Look, Heather, pan round. Look at that. See. What are they doing? What are they doing? Tell you what, you know, we're not top of the league, we're top of the hill. So, yeah, we are going to finish second. Autos is going to happen, right?
Yep.
Let's win the league.
Let's win the league. Thank you very much, gents. Cheers for coming on. Appreciate it. There you go, then. Brilliant to have a load of smiling faces on the cam. Go to YouTube if you want to watch it. So you heard earlier on in the show that I was talking about the four Cherries fans driving to Poland to deliver aid for Ukrainian refugees. The journey is going to take 4 days, 2,500 miles, 13 hours of ferry crossings and about 40 hours of driving as well. Travelling will be Willow, Simon Cable, Gary Francis and David Joyner. Their time is free and it'll take 2 days off work for them to, and then driving through the weekend to get there and back. However, the fuel's expensive and van hire, insurance, incidentals, it is all quite high. So after this, I'm going to give you a link how you can help the boys in their mission. But for now, they can take it away. So I'm pleased to say we've got John Williams, Willow here with us, as well as Simon Cable. How are you, gents? You okay?
Really good, thanks, Sam.
Yeah, very good.
Willow.
Especially after Saturday.
I was about to say, nice to catch up with you in a very unique way at the weekend, filming in the Radio Solent car on your way back. And I'm sure we'll touch on the football. But look, tomorrow, Willow, huge day. What's going on?
Well, it's all down to Simon, this, and some friends of his, of course. We're going over to the Ukraine border to drop supplies off, 7 ton of it, Simon tells me. I don't know how we're going to fit all that in the vans, but it's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to it, I have to say. I've been saying to Viv right from the start, what can we do? And we've done all the usual things that people do in terms of, you know, the shops that have been set up in New Milton, giving aid so they can get it to back to the people in Ukraine. And we're going down with medical supplies. I think there's all sorts of things. Simon could enlighten you a bit more on that. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting trip. I'm just thinking, I'm not very good on boats, so I'm not looking forward too much to the sailing part. But I'm sure we'll get through it.
Brilliant. So Simon, it's not just you and Willow who are going, is it?
No, our friends Dave Joyner and Gary Francis are joining in a second van. Or we're going to change up the drivers and passengers because we're all really good friends, but 4 days sat 2 foot away from anyone and sleeping in the van and being with them all day, driving all that way, I think we'll test any friendship. So we're going to try and change it up and swap the drivers and passengers around so we all get a chance to have a chat and a laugh.
I don't get you, do I?
Only at the end.
Oh, no.
You can get me home.
Yeah.
But we might come back via the channel. So no boats on the way home, hopefully, for you, John. But yeah, but it's 7 ton between two vans. So we've got 2 3.5 ton vans going. There'll be food, medical supplies, clothing, blankets and things like that. We don't know exactly the makeup of it because it will depend what each aid station is short of. Okay. And that also counts that we don't know exactly where we're going yet because a refugee route might be blocked off, another one reopening or opening. One aid station full, one empty, and they'll divert us pretty much en route to where our destination is. And that'll say, I'll have a lot to do with what we carry as well, depending on the needs of the actual time.
So how long is it going to take, Simon?
So we're doing it over 4 days. We're going through the night tomorrow night on the overnight ferry. So we'll land in Holland at 8 o'clock in the morning. We drive through Holland, through Germany to rest up the night before because obviously we'll get there about 8 o'clock at night on the Thursday. We'll need to get to the aid station, obviously, first thing in the morning to when they're open to unload. Don't know the situation, what it's going to be like when we get there. So we're going to try and hang back 100 miles away from the border. Just, you know, there's maybe some desperate people there that are desperate in need of aid. And we've got 2 vans full. If we're sleeping in the van overnight, it could be interesting. So we're trying to keep away until the morning, and when there's organisation in place around that we can go and unload and it be distributed properly.
So Willow, what gave you the inspiration to do this?
I like that. You know, I'm one of them. My mum and dad went through a World War Two, and I can always remember them saying to me when people, I used to ask them what it was like during the war, but dad wouldn't give much away, and a mum who worked in a bomb factory locally, she was a bit more open. I've got aunties and uncles who lived in the next street in Liverpool. Amazing, really. Like three of dad's brothers lived in the next street and two of mum's sisters. So they always said, look, if people are in trouble, you've got to help. And they did in that sort of situation. And as soon as this thing went wrong, I was saying to Viv, what we've got to do something. We've got to do this. We must do something to help. And we've done all the usual things, like I say, that most people do with going down to the shops and giving them various things, you know, shampoos and things and that I'd picked up from the hotels that had been in the wardrobe for a while. So that was something. But there was also those clothes as well and things like that. And then all of a sudden, Simon came on the phone and said, look, we're doing this, do you fancy it? And I went, yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem.
In fact, John phoned me as soon as he saw that what I was doing and said, I'm coming. There's no way you're stopping me. I just knew I couldn't talk him out of it. So he insisted, and he's coming.
It was just one of them things that all falls into place, and I'm just glad that I can be of help.
Yeah, the international break obviously helps for John.
He's
a tango. So it all just clicked. And obviously seeing the news with people coming over the border, you know, without coats on, it's -7, and holding babies, and you can see their arms are so tired, but they've been carrying them for 2 days, that the baby's almost slipping out of their hand, and they're having to re-grab to make sure they don't drop the baby. I mean, that must be awful. And hearing stories of a mother and a baby going to an aid station, they gave them two nappies and one tin of food and said, you can't come back for 2 days. You know, that's just heartbreaking. And we said, we've got to do something, you know. And if we can help and make sure that our little bit gets to the front, that's brilliant. But it isn't just about what we can do. We can only drive two vans. We can only get 7 ton there. If we can inspire 10 people to do the same and take, that's 70 tons getting to the right people. And so it's the legacy we're looking to put in place. If we can do it, you know, we've got 4 Bournemouth fans in our 50s and 60s going 2,500 miles over 4 days and 16 hours of ferry crossings or whatever it may be. If we can do it in minus conditions, hopefully we can inspire other people too.
And that's not cheap, is it? Because you've got the tolls, you've got insurance, you've got all sorts of costs, and that's where hopefully some of our viewers can come in and help.
Yeah, absolutely. It's thousands of pounds we're talking to get it over there, but they can't buy the aid over there, so it's not like we can ship them the money. So we've got to get the aid there. We've been unbelievable. People have been so generous, and it's heartwarming. You know, it's made me weep a couple of times that what people are doing. You know, they're the heroes. We're just the blood instruments that are driving it there. You know, we're just knocking on the door, but people are empowering us by doing this. We've got enough certainly for this run and some towards the second go, if we can, or to sponsor another team to go. But the more we can get, the more we can help. And to say, you know, if we can inspire others to go and fund others to go, if we're not available, or you know, if we're all taking holiday time off work and driving through weekends and stuff, it's not going to be possible to sustain that ongoing. But if we can put something in place where, look, here's a guide to how you do it. We've done it. If we can do it, other people can. So that's what we want to get out of it. But yeah, so if anyone can add any donations, they will be going straight to aid, straight to the front line. And we've got an event page set up called Cherry's Aid for Ukraine on Facebook, and we'll be updating that with videos and photos. But also, it's got all the information of our trip. We'll be probably doing interviews with each other and other people we find along the way. We're not professional like you, Sam, so it won't be very good quality, but we'll do it. But there's a Just Go giving page there as well, and people if they join the event, they can follow us, and any updates we've got, we'll get on there at some point.
Sorry, just while he's saying about donations, I have to say, well, Viv spoke to Harry and Eddie, and they're going to support us. So, well done them too.
Brilliant. And talking of Viv, without Viv and Gail in the background, Dave's wife and John's wife, none of this could happen. They've been unbelievable. It really is. Full credit to them.
Well, dears, I'll pop the link in the description below, so check out that, and you can go straight to the GoFundMe and donate there. And Willow, I'm sure there's some other people that you want to thank as well. I mean, where has the actual stuff come from? Like, where has the goods come from?
Well, I think Simon's about the one to answer that.
There's been donation points across many shops, and there's all been sort of collated into various depots. I can't say too much, as the guys want me to keep it private for the minute. I'm sure when we get there, we can announce more of what it was, because obviously we want people to follow in our footsteps. But they have just phoned me and said, please don't mention us or our names at this moment. They don't want the fanfare and the press hunting round. I think they've got enough going on with them where they are. Because they're absolutely swamped, and they've got warehouses full of donations, and they just can't get it out there as quickly as they want to. So that's where people like us can come in.
So sleeping in van, Simon, are you prepared to be kipping next to Willow?
We, We've shared a few hotel rooms before, but sleeping in a van in minus seven on a freezing cold, Polish night might be an interesting one. I'll take two hot water bottles so it doesn't fancy a cuddle up.
No, that definitely not. I'm taking a hammock.
Absolutely love it. Honestly, it's not going to be easy. And what an admirable thing you're doing. I think it's absolutely superb.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah, I think it's going to be. You know, I'm expecting it to be quite humbling when we get there. You know, but on the meantime, the adventure we're going to have will be memories for life. Hopefully we can make a difference, but enjoy it while we're going. But as I said, I'm expecting there'll be some shocking moments as well as ones of great joy. So
Viv went on Twitter and just to help publicise things and get people knowing what's going on, and we got this young lady,
Megan.
Megan, we spoke to you this morning. I don't know, she sounds maybe 19, 20, and she's down in working for the Bournemouth Echo in some sort of learning role. And she said, do you have a story for me? And we went, are you joking? Do we have a story for you? Yes, wow. We do. And we told her the whole tale. She's phoning back this afternoon for some more information. But the fact is, I don't think she realises how this is all panning out. You know, we're all fans of the club and, you know, in various ways. Mm. And she's down here on a... apprenticeship or something like that, and she said, "Do you have a story I could?" And I said, "Yeah, we do." That's so superb. she's going to get a good start to her career.
Oh, that's absolutely superb. I loved hearing you on BBC Radio Solent with Steve Harris this morning, Willow. I mean, /tag isn't a word, but I reckon it should be now. Superb.
Viv's laughing her head off. I am hopeless. I love it. Phone and text, and that's about me. I know how to get on the BBC site, but apart from that, I'm not the cleverest.
Well, we can't not talk about the football quickly, Willow. And I spoke to my colleague, Jeff Hayward, who's on this podcast with me, and he said to me at the weekend, he said, you know, Sam, that was a moving interview you did with Willow. And I said, well, yeah, he was probably a bit emotional. 3-0 win, best performance in age. He said, no, he was in a car. You were moving. And I was there, stood next to you as you drove off. And, you know, you were feeling the same as many Cherries fans in that the performance was one of the best we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can go, every player. I mean, Dominic, obviously stands out, but strikers always do. But everybody, it was just one of them days when everything goes your way. The goals came at the right time. I mean, there was people after 10 minutes of the second half, and Huddersfield, they're a passionate lot up there. They really get behind their side. They went home. They knew they were done. And, you know, we kept going right to the end, still trying to get four or maybe five if it could have happened. But the lads were absolutely magnificent. If we can stay on that sort of theme for the rest of the season, we're going to walk it. I've already said that. I've looked at the way the points have gone over the past 10 years or so. I think we need 82 or 84, depending how it all pans out. We've got to play Fulham as well, remember?
Yeah, of course.
So it's puts us in a situation where we all feel an awful lot better, an awful lot more optimistic after the previous three games, because that was disappointing. But Scott's got them together. The boys pulled it off. And we're looking forward already to the next game. A bit of a break, of course, because of the international, but happy days ahead, let's hope.
Yeah, Simon, I was looking at those fixtures in April and they're certainly not the best, but that certainly makes me feel less pessimistic with a performance like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes we play better against the better teams, you know, and they'll come at us, and our away form holds up there, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think Luton got 8 games left. If they slip up in a couple, we suddenly need like 12 points. And I think that's very doable, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't see them winning every game to the rest of the season. And we might accidentally just stumble over the line. But if we can play like that, we're going to storm it. So that was really, really impressive. And Jefferson Irman being back at court, my Jeff, is a huge difference.
Absolutely love the guy. All right, Willow, just one more question. Just assuming that Bournemouth are going to get all toes, who would you like to come up from the playoffs?
Oh, that's who would I like to come up through the playoffs?
Yeah.
Well, Luton, to be honest, is my favourite because Nathan Jones, the manager, used to be my boot boy at Cardiff.
Oh, wow.
So I've known Nathan for a long time. So I hope really Luton, and I think they may do, because you look at the two boys they've got up front, their two strikers, they're a right handful. They messed us around.
Yeah.
You know, it was Cahill and Kelly, and you don't see that happen very often with them two. So they're quite strong in that department. And of course, for Nathan, I hope they go straight through.
Brilliant. Well, Simon, Willow, thanks so much for coming on, and best wishes for your mammoth trip ahead. All of the AFC Bournemouth community is behind you, and we'll get donating, I'm absolutely certain. Thank you so much for coming on.
Cheers, thanks. Sam.
Well, I'll keep you updated. Thank you.
Cheers. Will thank do. You. Amazing. Superb. If you want to donate to this, just go to afcbpodcast.com/Ukraine. That just redirects to their GoFundMe page. Just an easier address to remember, isn't it? afcbpodcast.com/Ukraine. Or to be kept updated with everything that they do, go to afcbpodcast.com/updates. There we go. That was episode 154, a relatively jolly episode. Cherries fans are doing good and Cherries players also doing good as well. What a 3-0 victory that was. And if you actually check out the match day vlog, I chatted to John Williams in the Radio Solent car as he was leaving the stadium. Felt a little bit like Martin Brundle on the go whilst interviewing. Check it out. Right, next week we've got a double header. Firstly, we've got Bristol City at home. Fingers crossed we can get 3 points from that like we did in the away match, which still to this day, I mean, Huddersfield aside, probably our most complete performance of the season at Ashton Gate. But then we've got West Brom as well, the Baggies away at the Hawthorns. So some tricky matches coming up. So midweek, we've got a double header for you. But until then, thanks for listening to Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast.
Richie. Beyond Walker. Pugh.
That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof of the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Podcast Network.